Good morning, it's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9. MotoGP in town this weekend, invading the IMS Motor Speedway on Sunday.
It's insane. It's so cool. Those dudes are hellions.
They go incredibly fast on these motorcycles. It's absolutely insane. And Rachel is also getting insane this weekend because I watched her sign her life away out in the hallway yesterday because
you were my witness, too.
I was your witness out in the hallway when you signed your life away because, similar to the IndyCar two-seater, you were doing a two-seater ride on a MotoGP bike that goes anywhere between 180 and 200 miles per hour. You're crazy.
I am excited. I'm excited, but I'm nervous. You know, it's on my bucket list, so I'm an adrenaline junkie. I have to do it. I got to cross it off. The opportunity came up.
Who else better to give you tips on how to survive this than MotoGP World Champion? And by the way, he's from Owensboro, Kentucky, the local guy.
Yes, OWB.
Nikki Hayden, good morning, Nikki.
Hey, good morning. What's happening over there?
Love that you're from Kentucky. It's like a homecoming. And by the way, if you're not that familiar with MotoGP, this guy is going to be like, you would think Ryan Gosling is out at the track this weekend. How much attention he's getting. Nikki Hayden, you're a world champion. Any recommendations, tips that you can give Rachel on really how she does it into her life this weekend?
Hold on tight. Hold on tight. Because, you know, that IndyCar, she had a seatbelt. There's no seatbelt, nothing holding her on. You know, I see a lot of people get off of it who say they've skydived, say they've done a lot of crazy things. They all swear that's the most gnarly thing they've ever did.
Rachel, are you not nervous or scared at all?
No, whenever my friend told me that he'd hooked it up, I was excited for about the first, like, 0.5 seconds, and then I got really nervous, and I got more nervous whenever I got the release, and it was just 6 pages of, in case you die, we're not responsible.
No, exactly.
So I was like, oh, God, here we go.
Nikki, and honestly, Rachel, you bring up a great point, because, Nikki, I saw this, like, liability waiver she has to sign, and all I see on it, it's a big bunch of legal jargon, but pretty much what you get out of it is death, be careful, liabilities, and more death. If anything happens, you can't blame anybody for it. And I'm like, you have fun with that this weekend. I want to be sipping on a Corona somewhere.
under a shade tree.
Yeah, under a shade tree. I was telling this to Rachel earlier. I have a hard enough time getting on a bike going down the Monon Trail, let alone trying to go around the track at 180 miles per hour with no freaking seatbelt on.
I know. Well, is there anything that I can even compare it to try to mentally prepare myself for this, since you do this week in, week out?
Yeah, I probably would just not think about it too much. Wait till Sunday. Strap your helmet on good. Put all that protecting gear on. Have fun with it. I mean, it is, not too many people get to say they get to ride a MotoGP bike at the Brickyard.
That's true. I mean, the one thing I will get to say, though, my red nails are going to match my outfit, so regardless of how it goes, I'm fully intending on actually just looking cute regardless of how this ends up.
You, your nails, your weave, going to be flying around the track at 180. Obviously, after you win the 500, it's tradition to get milk. Is there any sort of tradition like that after you win here or just any race? Is it champagne, or what is it that you guys have?
Well, it's champagne every race but Qatar. That's the one in the Middle East. Because of the local government, we're not allowed to have alcohol on the podium. But we also, I haven't been fortunate enough to win Indy, but they do the kissing of the brick.
I know. Instead of champagne or milk in the Middle East, you get a bowl of hookah and you're set for the rest of the night.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, buddy.
With a goes to plan, and you have fun with it. So,
and let's hope she doesn't end up in the gravel. I heard that's an option, too.
Thanks a lot.
Nikki Hayden, world champion of the MotoGP. I tell you what, Nikki, thank you so much. And by the way, if you're not familiar, go to the track this weekend. He's from Kentucky. He's the local guy. That's who you're pulling for this weekend when you get out there. Nikki, thank you so much for joining us, and best of luck this weekend for sure.
Okay, thank you. And thanks for all the support here. Like I said, it's my home race, and the fans are amazing to me and my team and my family here, so I really appreciate it.
Yeah, not a problem at all. Best of luck, Nikki Hayden. By the way, let's just hope it's not Kyle in the morning on Monday.
Keep your fingers crossed.
Rachel, good luck.
That's right.
It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9.